Hello, and welcome back to Lodging on Demand. In this episode, Lodging Editor-in-Chief Dennis Nessler meets with Joseph Bojanowski, President of PM Hotel Group, and Kirk Peterson, President of Sightline Hospitality, to discuss the recent merger between the two companies. The company leaders explain how the deal came together and detail some of the potential benefits. The discussion also provides some color on how the newly merged companies will be integrated together in the coming weeks and months.
Hi, this is Dennis Nessler, Editor-in-Chief of Lodging Magazine. Welcome to our podcast today. We have with us Joe Bojanowski, President of PM Hotel Group, and we have Kirk Peterson, President of Sightline Hospitality. The two companies just recently engaged in a merger agreement and are in the process of joining forces. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Excellent, Dennis. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah, thank you. So, Joe, I guess maybe you could start. Talk a little bit about the merger and kind of how it transpired, how it developed. And, you know, is this something you guys were in discussions for a while? And if so, you know, what were maybe some of the obstacles you had to get over?
Sure. I'll start with how it all began. And we have known each other for quite some time, having served on a number of industry advisory boards and councils together. And there was always a deep mutual respect for one another, for our outlook on people and our industry in general. And I think also respect for the accomplishments of each organization. So there was a friendship there and there was a relationship there, and it sort of evolved into, hey, maybe combining these will be better than the two alone. And so we embarked on that discussion, and it reached a conclusion on November 1st with the merger taking place.
Right. Joe, what are some of the primary benefits or appeals of Sightline? I know that you talked about kind of a unique strategy in terms of operating and things like that. What, tell us about some of the things that you really loved about Sightline.
I'll start with what I think both of us believe to be the most important thing, and as evidenced by Kirk and I being together with you today, people are first. And with both organizations, we're people first, understanding that in our industry, associate engagement, guest preference and loyalty are what drive performance and NOI at the hotel levels, which ultimately drives owner satisfaction. And we believed that there was a really complementary depth and level of talent in each of our organizations without a tremendous amount of overlap. So this wasn't a merge and reduce, create efficiencies and reduce redundancies. This was really complementary talent sets and very complementary segments of industry that we're focused on. And Kirk will talk about a little bit, Sightline's focus on experiential travel and the depth of that experience and the geography and geographic areas in which they were practicing. And so we thought on a lot of different levels, first and foremost on the people level, the talent, and then the opportunity side, there were tremendous synergies and all of which was complementary.
Kirk, I'd love to get your perspective on the deal.
Yeah, you know, Dennis, you know, having been on the ownership side of the equation for a large part of my career and now really spending the last 10 years on the management side, you know, when you're hiring a third-party manager, you're hiring people, you're hiring relationships, and you're hiring talent. And, you know, the consumer, you know, has definitely spoken, and lifestyle hospitality is here. It's here to stay, and that's where our business is growing. And so when we started Sightline, we really, you know, created the company to cater to those types of assets because we felt like those were the assets that were going to be built. Those were the assets that were going to receive, you know, conversions. And the consumer is looking for that lifestyle or unconventional hospitality. And, you know, when you start running that business, Dennis, you realize on the management side, it takes a lot more resources, right, to be able to do that really, really well. And I think we do at Sightline, we do a great job on independent and lifestyle hotels, and we've been operating in some very unique markets. But there wasn't a day, right, that I didn't go to sleep and think about how nice it would be to have this or this or this, right? These additional resources. And again, it comes down to the people, Dennis. And when we started talking to the PM Hotel Group, we first, looked at their people and their culture and, how we would, bring the two organizations together to make sure that our owners and our employees were getting a better deal, right? And from the moment we met, we realized that we had the same culture. Our beliefs and our visions were very, very similar. And like Joseph said, there was very little, overlap in terms of, people. And so we feel like this marriage really gives our employees more opportunities. It gives our owners more resources, and it makes us better operators, in the lifestyle space. And, now that we're doing a bunch of unconventional or non-traditional types of, lodging experiences, to have those additional resources, it's so powerful, Dennis.
Yeah. Joe, I know one of the big focuses for PM has been the lifestyle division, Modus. All these assets will be rolled into that division, I assume?
The majority of them. Yeah.
Majority. Okay. So maybe talk a little bit about Modus and kind of where you are with that and how this will enhance that.
Sure. Echoing what Kirk said, we know that that skill set's a little bit different than what's required on the, let's call it like core sort of center of the road branded hospitality, and not to take anything away from that, because it's obviously a great segment for us, and consumers love it as well. But we did identify, and everything that every study that's done is shown a pretty significant demographic shift from the majority of travelers being baby boomers into millennials and Gen Z. And while baby boomers may still be spending more per trip, Gen Z is taking more trips and spending more overall, and is highly, highly focused on an experience when they travel. So that equates to the lifestyle and the experiential side. And you don't necessarily, and some of the projects that intrigued us that Kirk and his team have been working on were not necessarily the experience themselves, but experiences adjacent and a launching pad to go out and climb a mountain or, ride a bike in the hills and other experiences like that. So we know that Modus was, had also a good bench strength, and but was a little smaller and was a little more focused on the East Coast when they merged in with us. And we've since expanded that. And this is just a continuation of that objective and of that focus and aligning, our business with where our owners are going and where travelers are going.
Yeah, absolutely. Kirk, when you bring this back to the folks at Sightline, and I think you said most of them are staying on. Yes. With, mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the feeling in terms of this deal and joining with PM?
Well, after everybody gets their email changed and everybody, goes through how to do expense reports now and, getting through all of that, I will tell you the reaction has been so positive in how the team has been absorbed, right, and welcomed into the PM family. At Sightline, we had a culture of welcome. It was pretty big for us. And the way PM, again, welcomed our team in has been a real, real positive. And so I think everybody's looking forward to the opportunities. I think they're seeing now it's not a 20 plus or minus, portfolio. It's 85, right, or 86. I forget the number, Joseph. But, it's a much larger portfolio, and that creates opportunities, right, for individuals, right? You think about the power of hiring a GM. Director of sales, right? People in those positions want to grow. and having the ability to provide, more opportunities for, our people is really important to us.
Yeah, and one of the things that we share from a culture perspective is that both of our organizations have always focused on ensuring that there are opportunities, but more specifically, that performance will always intersect with opportunity. And we've got a lot of high performers on both sides, and this creates a lot of opportunities for their performance to intersect with personal growth and all the benefits of the hard work and accomplishments that they've realized.
Dennis, I don't, some could say it's a more of an entrepreneurial spirit. I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but I think when you're a smaller team and you're growing and you're really driving that growth through experiential travel, you don't say no. Right? You just don't say no. And our operations team, I mean, I have to give them all the credit. They don't say no. They figure it out. They create experiences. They do unique things. We make mud fun, Dennis. Mud, right? We
Literally.
literally make mud fun. We make mocktails fun. We make like our owners, right, or the types of owners who gravitated towards a Sightline are owners that had a vision, but they didn't know how to execute the vision operationally. And so they came to us, and again, our team didn't say no. We figured it out. Opening a resort made out of containers that backs up to Joshua Tree with hot plunge or hot tubs and cold plunges and outdoor Tulum style gyms and things like that. It's all creative, and our teams don't say no. And so I think maybe that's some of the secret sauce, Dennis, but it's not that you go out and hire people that know how to build a Tulum gym, right? Because there's one of them. But you hire people who are really into creating these experiences for their guests, and they're going to figure it out. And that's really the team that's coming over.
Kirk, what property are you referencing there with the Joshua
A
Tree?
reset in Joshua Tree.
Oh, okay.
It'll open at the end of the year. It's
Ah.
going to be a really unique experience.
Right. We know, Joe, the importance of scale in the industry now and the management ranks. We've seen a lot of M&A activity. Are you good with where you guys are right now? Now you're up to 85 properties. Do you see more of these kind of deals maybe going forward?
We have a very strong feeling about being able to have personal relationships with our colleagues and with our owners and for the executive team of our business to be close to it. And we're feeling pretty good about the size that we are now and the ability to bring scale, whether it's through purchasing or other types of resources and negotiations with brands or OTAs or whatever that might be. But it's still a very personal business. And maybe we're a little bit different than some in that we are privately held. And so we don't have those constant pressures of net unit growth and squeezing the last dollar of profitability out of the management company. And to be clear, we are a for-profit business but we don't have those kind of pressures. And so we're super strategic in our growth. We align with partners that we want to do business with that we can deliver for and that we can have some durability of those relationships and those income streams. And so we're feeling pretty good about where we are right now and our ability to take care of all of our associates and our owners and our guests and to deliver those unique experiences and bring the benefits of scale, but none of the negatives with it.
Perfect. Gentlemen, thanks so much for your time today, and best of luck with the merger.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. If you would like more content like this, please subscribe to Lodging Magazine on YouTube. You can also subscribe to Lodging on Demand wherever you get your podcasts. For news and updates, follow at Lodging Magazine on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and X. or visit us at lodgingmagazine.com.